So we know that for the Beit HaMikdash, they were not supposed to use any instrument that was metal. Metal shortens a person's life. And the Beit HaMikdash is there to lengthen a person's life. So there's a machlokas. Does that apply to everything? Or does that only apply to the Mizbeach? Maybe that applies only within the Temple Mount. But maybe if they carved the stones externally by the quarries, by the mountains where they were taking out the stones, and carved them to precision, so that when they got there, they wouldn't have to make any alterations, which takes tremendous planning, so the Navi really describes the planning, so then that's okay. But we have on tradition that at least part of the cutting was done by a special worm called the Shamir worm. And the Shamir worm is a worm that Hashem created specifically for this purpose. It's a worm that whatever you put it down on cracks, it makes cracks. And Hashem gave that worm over to a specific bird to watch over it. And when Shlomo needed that worm, so he didn't know where to get it. So he had to capture Ashmedai. And you guys could go online. We have the whole story of how he captured Ashmedai, the king of the demons, in order to ask him, How do you get the worm? In a nutshell, he sent his chief general, who found the well where he keeps his drinks, and he keeps the well sealed. And the chief general dug underneath and emptied the well of water and filled it with wine. And Ashmedai came that night and drank the wine and got sleepy and fell asleep. And then he encased him in a ring that had God's hidden name on it and shackles on every ring of the shackles. And when Ashmedai got up and was about to tear his way out of the shackles, he said, "No, you can't. It's God's name there." So Ashmedai was caught. So that's in a nutshell. But Shlomo paid a heavy price for catching Ashmedai, because towards the end of Shlomo's life, Ashmedai took him and outsmarted him and got out of the shackles and threw Shlomo across the planet. And Shlomo landed and no one believed he was him. And Ashmedai took the form of Shlomo and started running the kingdom. And it's a machlokas in the Gemara in Gittin whether Shlomo ever made it back alive or not. The only way they discovered it was Ashmedai was when he wanted to sleep with Shlomo's mother, Bathsheba. So she went to the courts and said, "Something's wrong with Shlomo. Something's terribly wrong with Shlomo." And she told them what happened. And then the courts came in and they realized it was Ashmedai. And then he fled for his life. And then there's a machlokes, whether Shlomo died a pauper, claiming he was Shlomo, as it says in Ecclesiastes, "Ani koheles hayiti melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim." Shlomo says, "I was once the king of Jerusalem." So the Gemara brings him a focus. What was he saying? "I was once the king." So one opinion says he never made it back. So you start with demons, you never know where it's going to end. He ended up dying, people thinking he was crazy. It was only after he died that they realized, hey, he wasn't crazy, that was Shlomo. Another opinion says, machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas in Midrashim. Another opinion says that no, he did make it back. And then there's a medrash which I never saw inside, but my uncle quoted it to me, and I've yet to find it. And I searched the Bar Ilan CD, but maybe I don't know how to use it well enough. So I don't know where it says this medrash. But my uncle once told me there's a medrash that says that it was an old woman that got him back, that he came and he said to her, "I'm Shlomo, no one believes me, help me out." And the woman said, "I don't either believe you, but I'll tell you the truth. If you're Shlomo, you deserve to be where you're at." So Shlomo said, "What did I ever do to you?" So the woman said, "What do you mean? You wrote in your book you didn't find a good woman among 1,000. So if you could say that about me, so I'm happy you're where you are." So Shlomo said, "Wait a second, I said that for you, not against you." So the woman said, "What do you mean? What's good for me in that?" Shlomo said, "Very simple. If I write that verse, then people know not to expect more. So then people will be okay with what they have. So I wrote that verse to help women, not to hurt women. If when people walk into marriage, they have certain expectations, and they're not going to get them. So I wanted to protect women. I wrote that verse. Hey, you don't have to be upset at me." When he told her that, then she helped him get back to the king. That okay? Now I never found this medrash inside. I don't know where it says it. It's an interesting. I wonder if it's true. I don't know. Okay, so there are different midrashim. Now that he took us out to the Shamir worm, so then there's a discussion among the Rishonim and the Balei Atosis and then the Abarbanel. There's a discussion, what exactly did they use the Shamir worm for? Did they use it just to carve the letters in the Choshen, on the stones of the Choshen, and on the stones on the Ephod? Or did they use it also, to cut actually all these stones? They're all standing there with worms, to cut the stones, which seems unlikely. But what do we know, right?
What was wrong was his worm good if it made so much damage to Shlomo?
The worm didn't do the damage.
Yeah,
it was
the worm. But how to get the worm?
For a while, Shlomo had Ashmedai in captivity. It was in the end that Ashmedai outwitted him.